Federal, what's up with us? The Kid Moneybag, yo.
I've waited in line for a lot of things. In queue for concert tickets, I've waited in line at the club. But yesterday, there was a line for something that was so cute. Moms, turn the radio up. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
There is a new pop-up.
Okay.
And it is all about people who love Labubu. Don't you love Labubu?
No, I don't know. Those things are scary.
Anthony, they're the cutest thing ever. We got in. I took video. I took pictures. It was so mad. We got in. Look, I'm like, we got in. We got in there.
Oh, the line was thick.
Hey.
And let me tell you, I didn't know what a Labubu was until yesterday.
I was so disappointed with DJ Automatic. I said, we're going to go to the Labubu. I'm making a video. And he said, I don't know what that is. I had to stop recording. How do you not know what that is?
What a Labubu is in my world would be like, it's like the hype beast for dolls.
Oh, okay, I get it.
It's a lot like shoe culture, it feels like.
Oh, I was like, what's the hype beast?
Yeah.
I swear, I'm like,
whereas,
I know
like,
Labubu.
You were like, when you would have like an exclusive shoe drop, it doesn't really happen like this anymore, but that's what it felt
like. Because usually you get in queue now online, right? You got an exclusive shoe drop or something's coming, a sale on a bag that I like, whatever. Mm. I can get, I can send my email out, and that's it. There was a line of moms and kids and dads and kids of all ages. I'm talking from 3 to college age kids with Labubus on their backpack, taking selfies. He's taking pictures, just lined up. I had dessert, and I left without a Labubu.
All that stuff?
Automatic wanted to buy one in the beginning, and then their line, we were just like, you know what? We better just go.
No, then I saw that the accessories work. Jeez. So when you want to dress these little doll things, it's like...
They've been terrorizing my friends who are parents for the past couple months now.
Oh, yeah. Terrorizing is a good way to put it.
You can buy shoes for it. You can buy like a Supreme out for it. You can buy a Louis Vuitton outfit.
Chanel. Chanel. What do you mean
you're... All the things you can't afford, you can put on your Labubu.
Yeah. What are you talking about? You're terrorizing your friends' parents.
Well, my friends who are parents, because their kids are just asking for them nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
And I still don't understand, I understand where they are. I've been hip to them for a while, but I just don't know what the point of them
is. They're just cute dolls that you get to accessorize and make your own.
They look ugly. I don't understand how people say they're cute.
Oh, I called my daughter and I was like, hey, do you want me to buy you one of these things? She was like, no, that thing's freaky.
Thank you. All right. Shout out to Ava, dog.
I'm going to tell you now. I think Ava Maddox was just telling a story. She's like, that's a fad. That's it. Because then later she texts me, did you get one? I was like, no! But now I think I'm going to go back and get my Labubu. And speaking of Ava, she's going off to college.
Oh.
And I got so sad yesterday when she texted me about the Labubu because I thought, I'm going to be dropping her off in a couple of weeks. And like, she's no longer living under my roof. And I know that she's still my baby and all of that.
And we're still paying the bills.
But it doesn't matter.
She's going to college. She's going to stay in the dorm.
She's in the house right now. The fact that she'll be at her dorm, for the first time, I feel happy sadness. Does that even make sense? Is that an emotion that translates?
Yes, it is. It's a bittersweet feeling.
I'm so proud of her.
It's going to be emotional because I know I'm going to... I try to play a tough guy, but I already know that I'm going to be
Otto,
a wreck.
I think you're going to cry.
I probably will cry.
You're getting teary-eyed right now.
I mean, I'm proud of her, but at the same time, you know, like you said, it's different. It's the end of an era.
Oh, but it's the beginning of ours. You know what? I'm going to get her that Labubu doll. I'm going to take it to her dorm room.
With all the accessories.
Yeah, I think in the end, she'll end up liking it. All right, so what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
We have National Wine and Cheese Day, everybody.
Ooh, fun. Speaking of Ava and all her friends, their idea of a party is a charcuterie board party.
Oh.
I am not kidding you. They are
I'm sure now that she's in college, the wine will be included.
Oh, no, don't say that, Automatic. Don't say that.
It's coming.
I know it is.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I could not believe today's down in the DM. So if you missed it, Jasmine was upset because her boyfriend Derek started to cancel plans. And turns out he didn't want to go to her kids' games.
Mm.
He was trying to get out of just being around this environment. So he did not go down to the DM. But man, did we have a conversation.
Literally just being there for him, regardless if he's good or not. Like, what do you mean?
I do not know any of the other kids on the team. So I cannot work 12 hours and then just go sit in a gym full of screaming parents and whistles for kids that I don't know, all right? I'm sorry.
You literally said you're okay with my son. Are you sure this is what you want?
Yes. I'm not saying I don't support Jordan or I won't support Jordan, all right? But look, maybe he's more of a theater kid, right? Maybe he should be in band. But like athletics is just, it's not his strong suit, Jess.
Stop being a
He did not have to say all that. That was a little bit...
The truth hurts sometimes.
No, but you don't have to be ugly. He was being ugly about it.
He was being a little bit ugly.
He could be a theater kid. He could do this. Why don't you tell her the truth?
He just did.
Because we did it down in the DM, and he said it in a hurtful way.
Well, it's hard to come out there and say to somebody, hey, your kid's not great at sports. Maybe you should look into putting him into, or her into something else.
Jordan likes playing. Her son likes playing. Well, playing is
obviously
okay.
Basketball doesn't like him.
You know what?
There's certain things that you're not going to be good at, and that's true. Okay.
Yeah.
And I did say that earlier. I said, look, you know, I wasn't good. I was terrible at basketball. In fact, I'm still terrible at basketball. But I was good at other things. It doesn't mean I couldn't play. I still played basketball. Now, mind you, everybody groaned when I had to get up and do it. You know, everybody was upset.
It's more like, it's not about being good or bad. It's about the parent forcing the kid into sports when they just don't have a future in it. And there's no reason to, because you're doing it more for them. Find something they're good at.
He's
find
a
something.
Kid. Right. He's not thinking about the NBA.
That's going to build up his ego instead of break it down.
I almost feel like that's, you're right about that conversation. Oh, but I feel like that's a different thing, because I feel like Jordan, the kid, really likes hooping. He's just not good yet.
His mom likes sports. She named her kid Jordan. I'm like, come on.
But also, you can't. I'm on Derek's side here because, yeah, I am going to get a little confrontational after you do a down in the DM on me and accuse me of cheating. Yeah, sorry to my critique of your son's sports abilities isn't going to sound the politest.
And
but
I feel bad for him too, Anthony, because he's, you know, he worked 12-hour shifts.
He's worked 12 hours, dude. And you've never been to those tournaments. They last all day long.
And Jordan's not even
playing. Love my kid, and I didn't want to go to all this cheerleading stuff.
But I will say,
Otto.
Well, I'm just being honest. And she was great at cheerleading, but I didn't want to be around all the screaming and yelling.
But we all have had, we've tried things we're not good at, and that's part of being a kid. I was shunned from a dance recital.
Anthony, you weren't a dancer. Yeah.
Did your mom make you continue to go?
She tried. Oh. She tried for 2 summers, forcing me to be a dance kid. And then every time, it was disappointing.
I cannot see you as a dance kid.
Yeah, dude, she even bought me tap shoes and everything. It was horrible. Like, because she was a ballerina, and according to her, I interrupted her dream by being born.
She wanted to live vicariously through your ballerina?
That's what she thought. Yeah. And then good thing, thank God, my little brother's a great dancer. Because I was not about to have that life of just having my mom.
So then she pulled you out, put him in.
Yeah, exactly.
So did he like it?
Oh, he's great. He's amazing. You just see him. I still a little bit.
Pirouettes and all?
All of the above, bro. Everything on rhythm. I get a little bit upset whenever we go to weddings because he
makes you look bad.
Yeah, he's always her dance partner at the weddings. And I'm like a basic electric slide kind of person.
That's better
Aren't
than most people.
Aren't we all? I think there's a better way to talk to somebody about this situation. And to be honest, I think all kids should be able to play every sport.
It doesn't
matter if they're good or not. It's about learning and the camaraderie and teamwork.
That's pretty and flowers and beautiful, but that's not the way life works out. I played with kids that their parents forced them to play, and it was detrimental to them. They were, because their parents would belittle them, they would berate them, and even sometimes beat them after the games.
It wasn't
good for their overall being. Yeah. So
how were the kids treat them?
They're not good. They didn't want them on the team.
Yeah.
Let's take some calls. Do you think that if a child is not great at a sport, it's still okay to let them play? 877-730-DCS1.
Find something else for them.
Call now with your thoughts. We'll talk about it when we come back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier in this down in the DM, you know, Jasmine called because her boyfriend Derek had started canceling plans and wasn't even coming to her son's games anymore. It did not go down to the DM. He wasn't talking to anyone. He was working 12-hour shifts, and he was really tired of going.
And then suffering through her son's basketball games.
Well, and poor little Jordan doesn't even play, right? He's not a starter. And he told Jasmine this. He's like, maybe get him into theater, maybe get him into something else. And I thought it was so rude, but it's also truthful. Now, of course, the phones lit up immediately after this down on the DM. Miss Liz, what are your thoughts, Mama?
Oh, I feel bad for Jasmine because I feel like she's looking for a father for her son. And I guess this guy must be like a really, really good guy because she's really pushing like the role model responsibilities on him. So I'm not sure what the situation there is. And no, he wasn't all that nice, but he was a disassociated adult as far as, like, he was speaking the truth for the child, like, hey, this is not his strength, you know, like, right. I've been going for months, I've been doing my thing, but I get where he's coming from, I get where she's coming from, but I'm wondering, where is Jordan's dad in all of this?
That's what I would like to know, because why isn't he at the games? Why isn't he in his life? You know, that's a whole different conversation. Ooh. My thoughts on this are, shouldn't he still be allowed to play, even though he may not be that good? And maybe, you know, our friend doesn't go to every single game, but he can go once in a while to support. Or do you think if he's not good, he just shouldn't play? They should look for something else for him.
He's not even playing.
Exactly.
He's on the team. He's like a mascot. He's on the team.
Hey.
Oh, Liz.
Yeah, Liz. Liz. I'm a mom, okay? And my son sucked at sports. Like, I made him do it. He didn't like it. I would switch him. He didn't like that one either. We finally found something he was great at, which was wrestling.
Right. Right.
Oh. Down, but he was really good at it, so we stuck with it. Got a scholarship, by the way.
Where
I was very honest with my son. You're not a baseball player. You're not a football player. Anything with the ball, he sucked at. And it's okay. You have to be real with your kids so your world won't, you know, mess them up whenever you throw them out there.
I think that that's such a great way to approach things. You found something. You allowed him to play these different games, and then you found something he was good at, and you watered it, and you let it flower, and it grew, and freaking scholarship.
Congratulations to
that's
you on that.
Amazing. Would he ever get hurt when you would tell him, like, you're not good at this, son, and maybe we should look for something else? Or
he was playing. He knew.
I suck at bowling, but I love bowling. But I'm like, if you wanna win a bowling game, don't pick me. Like, have me be the last person, because I'm here to have fun. So we lost a lot. But it's one of those things where you have to learn to lose, because there's a lot of losing in life, right? Mm-hmm. So it's okay for him to be like, hey, man, your son, he didn't say your son sucks. He just said your son sucks at basketball. And that's an okay truth. Like, you Aww. Have to be okay with people telling you that your kid's not good at something, because if you're not okay with it, your kids are not going to grow up to be okay with it.
And there's always something you're not going to be good at. Someone's going to tell you.
I really like the term disassociated adult. That's just what I'm going to use to describe myself.
I was thinking, that's like my whole way I speak.
It's just easy. It's easier to speak the truth whenever you don't have that parental blockness, right? Like, I can tell you your kid sucks because he's not my kid. I know that sounds horrible, but it's true, you know?
I know, that's right. Liz, thank you so much. As usual, please call back more often. We love you, girl. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye, guys.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I cannot believe we're talking about this, because they say it comes in threes. First, it was Malcolm Jamal Warner. Then it was Ozzy Osbourne. And then yesterday, we were shocked to find out that Hulk Hogan passed away as well. Let's talk about his legacy after we get celebrity birthdays. Anthony A?
Matt LeBlanc, better known as Joey from Friends, celebrating his 58th birthday.
How you doing?
Okay, I am still in shock. We were in a meeting yesterday when the news came down that Hulk Hogan at age 71 had passed away. Wrestler, icon, controversial. Let's not forget, he had a lot of different controversies happen in his life, but he left behind a huge legacy, especially when it came to the formerly WWF, which turned into the WWE.
He was a huge part of my childhood. I loved Hulk Hogan as a kid.
And he made, you know, he had these sayings and this way about him.
Train, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, be true to yourself, true to your country, be a real American.
Is that him showing off his arms? Is that when he would do his thing where he show off his biceps?
Yeah.
What did he say? He's something pythons.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they were. You know, I'm not going to even sit here and tell stories. Like, I was a huge fan of his, but I understand what an icon he was. His daughter, what was her name? Brooke Hogan?
Yeah.
She had a song with Paul Wall. And I like that song. And I remember when she did a show for us one time at a radio station where we were at, he came.
Oh. Yeah, that's how I got to meet Hulk Hogan.
Oh, that there was a line of men not to take a picture with Brooke, to take a picture of Hulk Hogan. And even after he had all these controversies happen with Gawker, and, you know, he'd said some racist things, he made a comeback. And he, politically, he was controversial, whatever the case may be. He was beloved by many. Yeah.
And also the reason why we have a lot of merch items that we do now, he was one of the forefronts of just
He was in the forefront of
cultural figures doing that, not just wrestling, but like him and Elvis really kind of paved the way for the way we all have merch and different people have merch now. And you know,
do you know how many shirts I tore off because of him?
A lot, dude. A lot. He ushered in, like, you know, I'm an Attitude Era wrestling fan, but prior to that, it was all Hulk Hogan, and you know, his whole everything he did was, you know, it's still to this day, him and Andre the Giant have the biggest wrestling match of all time.
Anthony, I gotta stop you right there. Automatic, did you just say you tear your shirts off?
Yeah, because Hulk Hogan used to tear his shirt off before every match.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
And what you gonna do when Hulkamania run wild on you?
And then you just pretend you were Hulk Hogan?
And then I slap each one. Oh,
your arms.
Flex my muscles.
Well, it comes in threes, and it's sad that we're even talking about this, but 71, he lived a pretty long life, and it was filled with memories.
Very entertaining life. Remember when he was in Rocky III also?
I don't remember that. Oh my gosh, you're right. Was he in Rocky III?
Yeah, he was in Rocky III. He wasn't just a wrestling icon. He was an American icon.
And definitely touched the lives of you two here in the studio, and I'm sure millions and millions of others. We wish his family peace during this difficult time. We'll be back with more coming up. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.